Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 178. Wow, I'm your host as always, Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for supporting Jazz Piano School, and thank you for your passion and dedication to learning, right? If you're listening to this, then you're clearly dedicated to learning jazz piano. And that's amazing, listening to jazz piano podcasts, right? People are like, hey, what podcasts do you listen to? You know, not sports, not business, not talk radio, not reality. Yeah, I listen to jazz piano podcasts, actually. That's really awesome, right? Contributing to the arts, changing people's lives, changing your own life, and just making your soul feel great. Inspiring music, you know, through music. It's amazing. It's amazing. Sorry, I went off on a little tangent there, but here we are. I'm feeling so much better, and it's absolutely incredible. Life, you know, I'm just smelling the flowers. I'm looking at the sky. I'm really, you know, just taking it all in, and I'm just kind of giving you my thoughts right now because I do feel better. But to be honest, it's been a hard week, and you know, I didn't plan on sharing this. I don't know why, but I'm a very motivational person, you know, and I try to keep myself in an optimal state. So I watch motivational videos. I do listen to motivational podcasts. You know, I read a lot of self-help books, you know, because I like to keep my mind and my body at peak performance, right? To serve all of you and you listening right now. I mean, if I'm depressed or I'm feeling sad and down, then I can't do my job to show up here on a week-to-week basis and deliver jazz piano education to people all over the world, you know? And there's people that have told myself and my friends and other people, you know, that they listen to this on a week-to-week basis. And I know you're out there. I know there's fans out there. Now, this podcast isn't huge, you know. We get, you know, a couple thousand downloads on every podcast, which I'm trying to expand, you know. And if leaving a review and telling your friends, you know, whoever's into music, jazz piano, right, definitely helps. But there are people out there. You may be one of them, right? So I need to prepare for that. I need to make sure that I'm in optimal condition to do all that, and my mind is strong. So through times that have been hard in my life, like I said, one person's videos, their approach, their mentality, their work ethic, their performance has helped me to stay strong. And you may know who I'm going to say right now, right? And that person is Kobe Bryant. And it's been a hard week, you know. I do feel so much better, though. Obviously, you can hear my voice. I'm still a little bit sick, but it's been a hard week, and I really, really struggled with Kobe's death, just freak accident, which is just terrible. And you know, even talking about it right now is very difficult for me personally, because of how he affected my life. And I'm 35, going on 36. I've been following Kobe and watching him and listening to, you know, the videos made about his interviews and everything like that for a long time. And I've had some, obviously all of us have had ups and downs in our lives where we go through some really, really dark times. And I'm sure you can think about some of those times right now and recall them for yourself. your own times. And in those times, I turn to support through family and friends, obviously, but a lot on my own because I'm an introvert. And I listen to motivational videos and podcasts and people who talk about their mentality and staying strong. And that helped me. And again, I've listened to lots and lots of Kobe's interviews and Mamba mentality and how strong he is and his never give up personality, right? So, you know, I feel better now, but honestly, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday was just really, really hard for me and hard to do anything. But, you know, it's still hard to believe that that actually happened. But it makes you value, right? It makes you think about the loved ones around you. It makes you think about what you're doing here on this planet, on this earth, what your contribution is. And even if that is putting yourself in a position to learn this great music and working at it, you know, maybe 5 minutes every week, 5 minutes every month, that is still an effort to create beautiful music. And I truly, truly believe that if even if you're creating music to inspire your own soul so that you're having some sort of artistic interaction besides sitting in a cubicle doing whatever job that most of us are doing, right, that we don't really like. When we go to music, it changes us. It transforms us. It softens our mind, right? It softens our approach to people. It allows us to love more. It allows us to be open to things. It allows us to be kinder, right? And that's what music does. So when things like these tragic accidents happen, it's triggering, right? It's to the mind, to the body, and we realize that we're not immortal, right? We are human beings, we're very mortal, and anything can happen at any time. I saw a license plate today that was really funny and ironic that said, "You never know." It said, "Never know," NVRKNOW, never know. And you know, on the license plates, sometimes they have like the top phrase and the bottom phrase. And on top, it said, "Life is short." On the bottom, it said, "Live life happy," or be happy. And then his license plate said, "Never know." Isn't that funny? I mean, that is just, I looked at that and I took a picture with my phone. We were parked. Don't worry. We weren't driving. But, you know, stuff like that, it just really makes you think. You got to cherish every single day, cherish music, cherish the moments, the concerts, the experiences that you have with people that you have personally. Don't rush through it. Don't rush through it. You know, enjoy what you're doing. And I've been thinking a lot this week about the podcast and Jazz Piano School in general. And there's just so much more I want to give to people. And you know, it's just gotten me thinking like, man, it's just, I don't know. I'm motivated right now and sick still, but getting better. But I just want to share as much as possible with others. I want to learn as much as possible from others that want to share. And everyone has a gift. Everyone has something to share. Everyone has something to give to this world, no matter what it is, right? And you learning music, that could be the very thing that you give to someone else. They may hear you playing, no matter what it is. It doesn't have to be fancy. You could be playing Mary Had a Little Lamb, and that could honestly move someone because maybe they heard that or they tried to learn music back in the day, and it brought them back to that child wonder, you know, that child mystery and love and, you know, just where everything was amazing, you know, going to Disneyland. Who knows? You never know, right? But just remember that. I mean, everything you do on a day-to-day basis has value. It is, you know, cherishable and incredible. And everyone has a gift to give. So, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. But we are at the 178th episode. Sterling has an amazing episode for you guys. And we're back on a really nice schedule. We had to clean a couple things up. And he's going to be talking about this rhythmic exercise that's awesome. It's really, really awesome. And you can use it forever. It never gets old. Honestly, it never gets old. And you can tweak it. You can tweak it to different levels, in whether you're advanced, intermediate, beginner. It's so fantastic. So you're going to love this. Before I dive into the episode, completely forgot, just lost my train of thought. Yes. So in the beginning of the year, the first podcast that I released asked members and people to have the hiccups right now. Terrible. Asked members to write in and let us know what they're struggling with. What is your 2020 goal, right? And I promised all of you guys that I would produce, me and my team would produce content and lessons for you to solve your problems, right? Because I want to help you guys as much as possible. Now, this is completely free. So if you haven't done so, go to our blog. I actually don't know the link. It's the podcast, actually. It's the 2020 podcast. You can write a comment on there. Let us know what you're struggling with and your name. And I'm going to start going down the list. We've created an Excel spreadsheet of the list of all the people that left us comments, wrote in through emails. And I'm going to film the lessons specific to everyone's issues. So let's say Mark wrote in, hey, I'm having trouble improvising over the bridge to rhythm changes. Mark, this lesson is for you. I am going to give you all these ideas, help you out. So they're tailored, specific lessons for you guys. So I'm starting that next week. It's not too late. We're not going to do this forever, right? So I'm sure comments will continuously come in, but I got to cut it off somewhere. Otherwise, it's just going to be forever. Well, maybe that's okay too. I don't know. We'll see. We'll play it by ear. But go to the podcast, and I highly recommend checking out the website because we've changed the way that our content is being viewed on the site. So before, it was just a list, right? You can't really search through anything. It was all scattered. We have very organized sections, and visually, it's much more appealing now, which I absolutely love. And we're also including search bars. So, you know, it was hard to dig through. There's so much. I want to give as much as possible, but sometimes it's a double-edged sword because it backfires on me. There's so much information on Jazz Piano School, Lick of the Week, the blog, the podcast, and, you know, like, how do you find what you're looking for? So obviously you need search bars and like, duh, right? But technically speaking, it's been hard to do that. I mean, there's a lot of website things and stuff like that. But anyway, we're at that point now. So we've revamped. All the podcasts are in the podcast page. All the Lick of the Weeks are in the Lick of the Week page. All the blogs are on the blog page. And there's a search bar on top of the content that you can type. If you want blues podcast, type in the blues. If you go to Lick of the Week page and you want Lick of the Weeks from Herbie, type in Herbie. If you want to see all the Chick Korea Lick of the Weeks, type in Chick. And all of the Chick Korea Lick of the Weeks are going to come up. All the Herbie, all the Oscar Peterson, right? All the podcasts we've done on major triads, two-hand voicings, like everything, guys. Like, you could literally learn from this forever, you know? And it's amazing. It's amazing. And in our membership, we just take it one step further. I mean, we just vamp it up, you know? We go to that extra level that's going to put you at the top of your game. So, it's awesome. I feel good. Even though that tragic accident happened, I felt crappy in the beginning of the week, but I feel inspired by Kobe and everyone else working so hard to, you know, motivate and help others and do great things in the world and bring art and love to the universe, you know? So that's about it, guys. I hope you enjoyed this. And this episode by Sterling is going to be absolutely fantastic. And again, next week, I will start the custom tailored content. I don't know who's first, but I'm going to check out the list, right? And I'm going to call everyone out by name and say, Angela, Jessica, Mark, Joe, this one is for you because you left a comment. And I'm going to give you this custom lesson. Trent, Sterling, and myself will all be doing this. So it's going to be a great time. All right, here we go. Let's get into the episode.
Hey, everybody. This is Sterling Koza here for jazzpianoschool.com. Now, in today's podcast, I'm going to be showing you an advanced improv exercise that you can use to work on varying your phrasing. Now, it's often said that the best improvisers never repeat themselves, but, you know, even great improvisers like John Coltrane, Miles Davis, they would technically play some of the same phrases, but the key lies in how they would use those phrases. And that's where the improvisation element comes in. Now, for us mere mortals, you know, it's easy to kind of fall into some similar habits and play some similar phrases. Not necessarily licks, but, you know, we all have phrases that we're used to playing. So this exercise is a way to kind of get outside of that. And what we're going to be doing is practicing starting phrases on particular beats. Now, the way we're going to do that is we're going to start by practicing starting phrases on downbeats. Now, let's get into it with a tune. You can do this over a blues or rhythm changes. I like to do it with AABA tunes also. So today we're going to be using an AABA tune, There Is No Greater Love. Now, first, let's see what it would feel like to start all of our phrases on beat one. Now, in reality, you'd never do this, but this is just an exercise, so let's see how it goes. And I usually do this with a metronome. You can get a backing track for yourself. Today, I'm going to be using a metronome on 152 beats per minute. That's my tempo, quarter note. Kind of a up-tempo, sort of medium upswing. All right, so here's what beat one would sound like. One, two, three. So, as you can hear, sounding pretty square, you know, but just get used to what it feels like to start on beat one, you know? And I was playing some sort of medium length phrases, and you can expand to start playing some longer phrases. For now, let's keep with the short phrases, and I'm going to start on beat two. So let's get a sense of what beat two feels like. One, two, three, four. Alright, so that was an example of beat two. Now let's try beat three. One, two, three, four. Okay, so you can start to get a sense for how this exercise is going to go. And you can really just keep doing this through a bunch of choruses. I'm just doing some short excerpts, but it really starts to get pretty enlightening when you get through quite a few choruses. You start to notice some similar devices that you can use. You know, you can start adding some triplet phrasing too. So let's try it on some offbeats. What if we start each phrase on the and of one instead? Now, in jazz, especially bebop, it is very characteristic to start phrases on ands because we want to feel the ands to kind of get into that swing feel. As you could hear before, starting the phrases on downbeats, maybe two and four, it was working, but especially starting beats on one and three, it starts to feel really square and kind of heavy, but you'll feel a big difference when you start on offbeats. So it's a good thing to think about. Here's the and of one. All right, so starting to sound a lot more characteristic of bebop, starting on these upbeats. And you can start to hear I was playing some longer phrases. Let's try the and of four now, just to mix things up. And I'll start playing some longer phrases. I might take it a little further into the chorus, might get to the bridge. Let's try it out. Here's the and of four. One, two, one, two, three, four. Thank you. All right, so finding that and of four can be pretty challenging sometimes. So this exercise is really good. You know, I'm demonstrating to the best of my ability. Let's try and combine some of these. This is really where it starts to get interesting. So what you can start to do, let's go back to some downbeats. So you can really change this up as much as you'd like. You can start on beats 1 and 3. You can start on beats 2 and 4. One really fun challenge is to start on beat 1 and then switch to beat 2, switch to beat 3, switch to beat 4, and keep going. Beat 1, beat 2, beat 3, beat 4, beat 1, and so on and so forth. So here's an example of what that might sound like. Let's see if I can do it. Here we go. So first on beat 1. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Alright, so we made it through a chorus starting on beats 1, 2, 3, and 4. So we really heard a lot of variation in that example. And you can continue on to do that with some upbeats, trying it with and of 1, and of 2, and of 3, and of 4, various combinations. And if it helps you to see it visually, you can write out your own template on staff paper. We're including a PDF handout in the link below that you can find some practice materials for this week's podcast. And you don't necessarily have to accompany yourself with the left hand. I find I'm more comfortable with that, but you can even just do single notes. Right, and it especially helps to have the metronome in that case when you're not accompanying yourself, or a backing track for that matter. So really, you know, you can adjust this exercise to your skill level and your preferences. So if you find it's easier to do it with just one hand at a time, if you want to challenge yourself, you can even practice two hands. Right, get some of that Oscar Peterson or that Finest Newborn two-hand stuff going on. Really great to practice, and it all goes to the same place, you know, working on that phrasing. So, you know, this should keep you busy for a while. Whenever I run out of stuff to practice, I often come back to this exercise just because it really gets you thinking. But then the more you do it, the less you need to think. So it can be really fun for that reason. All right, well, I hope you all enjoy this exercise. And happy practicing.